This is the Lions vs. Vikings analysis, breakdown, and prediction video. We're going to go through it all today. Offense versus defense, defense versus offense. What does it take to win this game? What do the Lions got to do to get it done? Players to look out for the Minnesota Vikings. And at the very end, give you my thoughts on who wins. Let's go. If you're a fan of the Detroit Lions, subscribe to the channel. We're about 30 away from jumping to another spot in the subscription build up to 100,000. So go ahead and subscribe to the channel so we can continue to grow. Let's do this here. You got the Lions right now favored 5.5 points in this game, home for the Detroit Lions. Big game here, at least for the Vikings and Lions in seeding purposes, potentially. The game is a 1 p.m. game, so it's not going to be on primetime, anything like that. Total over and under is 46.5, and of course, the underdogs are the Vikings. The Lions are coming to this game with 11-5 record. Their offense is really good, 26.9 points per game, fifth in the NFL. Their defense is getting much better, 23.4, 23rd in the NFL, but the past month, they have looked really good. The Vikings' record is 7-9. Their offense is taking a dip as of late, 20.3. That's 22nd in the NFL. Points per game for their defense is taking a dip as well. Last month, they haven't been doing well at 20.8. That's 12th in the National Football League. Teams going in different directions here, and because one team's going trying to make a run, and the other team is trying to make a run to the offseason. So who do you got winning this game? Do you got the Detroit Lions winning this game? Put DET in the comment section. If you have the Vikings winning, put MIN. There may be an ad, so take a second and get her done. Injury report here for the Detroit Lions. C.J. Gardner-Johnson's probably going to be playing in this game. That's great news for the Lions. We haven't seen him since week two. He can get some of that rust off in this game on Sunday. Excited to see number two in the game. Jerry Jacobs questionable, dealing with a hamstring. He's not really a starter much anymore. Brock Wright questionable, dealing with the hip. He's not a starter either, but I'd like to have him on the field at some point for blocking. He's good. Ali McNeil questionable. It looks like he's going to be playing in this game. The return of Ali McNeil, good for the Lions interior defensive line as he can rush the passer and obviously stop the run. James Houston is going to be out in this game. He's not going to be playing. Expect him for the wild card round. How about the Vikings here? They actually got quite a bit of injuries. Mekhi Blackman, probable, dealing with a shoulder injury. Theo Jackson, questionable, dealing with the toe injury. Byron Murphy, questionable. I think he is not playing in this game. Jalen Naylor, questionable, concussion, probably not. And Jaquan Roy, questionable for them. So they're dealing with a lot of injuries. Aiden Hutchinson's not going to be playing this game. He's out for the year due to injury. Let's continue on here. Lions offense, again, is really good for points per game. That's 27.3. Going against a defense that's 19.1, fifth in the NFL. But I got to say, last month, they've been playing like booty cheeks, one of the worst defenses in football. I'm definitely taking the over on the Vikings one for sure. Total yards per game, 394.4. That's third in the NFL. Going against a defense that's allowing 299.7. Seventh, again, can't really go on the stats here because the defense played really bad for the Vikings as of late. Passing yards per game, the Lions are 253.0, fifth in the NFL. Passing yards per game, they're fifth at 184.0. Again, I'm taking the over. Jared Goff going to get more than that. Rushing yards per game, 141.1, third in the NFL. Rushing per defense, 115.7. Take the over on both. Lions are going to be able to run the football, and they're not going to do a whole lot to stop it. What is those players you got to look out for the defense? We all know him as Danielle Hunter, 15.5 sacks. He didn't do anything against the Lions 2 weeks ago, but he's still a player the Lions must look out for. 49 solo tackles, 21 tackles for loss, 15.5 sacks. QB hits of 21. He is a stud for that defense. Panay Sewell, do your job, and he will. He'll be fun. We'll switch it up to the Lions defense here. Points allowed per game is 23.4, 23rd in the NFL. I'll take the under, actually. Points allowed per game, their offense is putting up is 20.3, 22nd in the NFL. Again, I'll take the over just a tad bit for the Vikings offense, under for the defense. Yards allowed per game, 329.15 in the NFL. Total yards per game, 341.5, 12th in the NFL. They're actually putting up yards, but they're just getting a lot of turnovers. Passing yards per game, 240.4, 25th in the NFL. Passing yards per game, 250. I'll just say it's probably 250-plus, so I'll take the over. Rushing yards per game, 88.6, 5th in the NFL. Rushing yards per game, 91.5. I'm going to take the under on both. The Lions are going to stop them in the run game. Good luck trying to run on the Lions. Lions are negative 2 in the turnover differential, 19th in the NFL. The turnovers for the Vikings, boy, they're bad at negative 10, 29th in the NFL. And that's because of a guy in Nick Mullins, who should be their quarterback in this game, and he is doing a lot of interceptions. 6 in the last, I think it was 2 games for him, 6 or last 2 or 3. It's really bad. He's got 910 yards, actually passing the football quite a bit for the amount of starts that he has. 40 QBR, 5 touchdowns, but he just turns the football over. And that is his Achilles heel. So again, who do you got winning this game? Put DET if you got the Lions winning. Put MIN if you have the Vikings winning this game. Let's do a quick shout out for today's sponsor here, and that is Prize Picks. Prize Picks is awesome, and I'm really excited to talk about it. PrizePicks.com/CLNS, code CLNS. They'll match your deposit match up to $100. And if you want to spice up your NFL Sunday, get started with Prize Picks right now. Prize Picks is a skill based, real money, daily fantasy sports game, and if you're looking to have more fun on game day, look no further than Prize Picks. Do you want to play alongside some Prize Picks' favorite players like rapper Meek Mill and comedian Andrew Schultz? You can now find community plays in the promos tab of the app to view entries for some of the biggest names in the Prize Picks community each week. Prize Picks even offers a reboot policy so that your players stay and play even if one of your players gets injured. For football and basketball games, if your player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second half, that player is rebooted. Prize Picks is the only daily fantasy sports platform with an injury insurance policy. For tonight's game in NHL, I have Dylan Strom getting more than 0.5 points, and Tom Wilson getting more than 0.5 points. So get started with Prize Picks right now. It's prizepicks.com/CLNS, code CLNS, for a deposit matchup to $100. Why is it code CLNS? Because that's our ad agency partner. Use code CLNS to get $100 off when you sign up. So download the app today, and the link will be in the description and comment section of this video. It's prizepicks.com/CLNS, code CLNS. What about the results for the Minnesota Vikings? They started off rough, lost to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, lost to Philadelphia Eagles, lost to the Chargers, defeated the worst team in the NFL in the Carolina Panthers, and lost to the Kansas City Chiefs. They switched it up all of a sudden, win versus the Chicago Bears, win versus the San Francisco 49ers, win versus the Green Bay Packers, win versus the Atlanta Falcons, and then the New Orleans Saints. And then they switch it up again, lost for the Denver Broncos, lost for the Chicago Bears, win with the worst win of all time, 3-0, lost for the Cincinnati Bengals, lost to our Detroit Lions. And then last week they took a gigantic L to the Green Bay Packers, losing in catastrophic fashion to where I think their team gave up. And look, it's the reason they're losing is they lost Kirk Cousins, and then the team, I think, kind of just gave up last week. But those were catastrophic to their season, losing Kirk Cousins and the injury. They have a lot of injuries over there. So what are keys for the victories for the Detroit Lions to win this game? We got to start fast like always, get the ball on offense, score a touchdown, score another touchdown, and then you're forcing the Minnesota Vikings to pass the football. And what's going to happen with Nick Mullins when he passes? He's eventually going to turn the football over. And obviously, Justin Jefferson's going to get his, but they're going to turn the football over. We had 4 picks on him last time we played. He's been a disaster in the turnovers, and that's exactly what my number 2 thing here is get turnovers, get interceptions, and don't turn the football over. We did it. He's susceptible to it. He throws some ducks. You can get turnovers with C.J. Gardner-Johnson returning to the lineup in this game. He's another playmaker. You can just add to this playmakers of a Futu Melifonwu, Kirby Joseph, getting the turnovers that you need. So that is exactly what the Detroit Lions got to do in this game. We got to run the football like always. Continue running the football. They can't stop the run. Lions are great running the football. Get Gibbs and Montgomery involved in this game. Run it up on these fellas. It can happen. The Lions are a good team in that sense. And you should win the game, all right? When you run the football, play action works. Their offense works. Jared Goff is able to then pick apart because he's the best in play action in the NFL. The guy can get it done. How about just play smart? That's another thing here. Don't be stupid, okay? No false starts, holding penalties. We don't even really need to do these crazy trick plays in this game. But tackles, what you got to do. Don't shoot yourselves in the foot. Just play smart. You should win this game. It's a mismatch. You have two teams, one trying to make a run, and the other one is running it into the offseason. Just play smart. Technically, the Vikings have a chance to still make the playoffs, but it would be, it's like a 1% chance because like all a ton of teams got to lose, all that stuff. Don't overthink it is my final thing here. Again, the Lions are a mismatch here. Look, run the football, play action. I don't care if they know what we're going to do. The Lions are the better team. We have the better line. Run the football, play action pass, win the game. Don't overthink it. Don't complicate it. We don't need to do a jet sweep at the 5-yard line. This one, to me, is, I think, being conservative and bland is all you got to do in this game. One team's better. The other team is not as good. One team wants to win it. One team done it. And I think this is going to be an emotional game. We talked about stats on here. Stats may not matter really in this game. It may not. This could be a chance where the Lions put up 40 points. I'm not going to predict that, but this is a team that is angry from the loss, and they want to win this game. And then you got how the Vikings played. They're emotionally maybe spent and just ready for the offseason. So it's an emotional game, in my opinion. So stats may not matter. Look, stats are like yoga pants on women. It shows a lot, but not everything. And in this game, I think that's definitely going to be the case. So I got the Lions winning the game 27-21. Look, I can see a situation where the Lions put up 40 points. But I think 27-21 is realistic here, especially if the Lions are being a little, they just want to run the clock a little bit. So maybe they run a little bit more so that eats up the clock instead of able to just consistently chuck for touchdowns. But I say 27-21, Lions win this game. And that's what I got going on for this one here. So give me your thoughts in the comments below. Do you think it's an emotional game? Do you think it's a stat-wide game? Let me know your thoughts. Who wins? Predictions, all of that lovely stuff. With that said, folks, adios.